as he plugs that in, it's going to turn on.
If the Olam won, we could do summarize on sheet 10. Only if they won. I think the sheet number 10 is one of the most complicated sheets that we have since I came here. And maybe we try. Maybe we try to do it together. Maybe. It's like this. We're moving on from Shehiyo to Chazoro. We start like this. The Mishneh in beginning Kiro, the Mishneh according to Hananyo, if you pass in like Hananyo, that Machal ben Dursoi is no Isur Shehiyo, and the Mishneh talking on Machal ben Dursoi is Behechach the Mishneh talking on Chazoro. That's first of all. And even if the Mishneh is like Chachomim, and the Mishneh talking on Shehiyo, is a safer on the Mishneh, according to Beisilel talking on Chazoro, and the Beisilel Matir Chazoro only by Guf of Ektumo, is bottom line of the Mishneh, Lekula Alme, we need Chazoro only Guf of Ektumo. That's no question. The Gemara's question, if the safer is Mefarish the Reisha, safer Nish Mefarish the Reisha, but Chazoro, we need Guf of Ektumo. First of all, that's the first of all we have to know. That's the basic things, and remember Alocha Lemaise, that the Chazoro when we're talking on Machal ben Dursoi is not La Alocha, because La Alocha Lemaise we talk on before the Olam Lema before I came here, the Besugi of Bishul. If we have Bishul Achar Bishul. B'machal ben Dursoi means we know en bishul achar bishul. What does it mean achar bishul? What's the first bishul? If first bishul is machal ben Dursoi, is after machal ben Dursoi we don't have bishul, then we could talk on chazoro on machal ben Dursoi. Av la'alocha le'maise, and the Mishneh Berurah says even al yedei goy, you're not allowed to put something machal ben Dursoi on the fire because it's a bishul deiraisa on Shabbos, is La'alocha le'maisa, according to Rishonim, according to Alocho, the Machal ben Dursoi is still bishul deiraisa b'Machal ben Dursoi, is all the sugi of Chazoro talking on Mevush al Kol Tzorkoi, because Machal ben Dursoi is not a question of Chazoro, is not a question of the Rabbonon, is a shaila of deiraisa on bishul. Anyway, the Teisves and many other Rishonim by our sugio, they say clear that the Mishneh talking about Machal ben Dursoi, because they old is no bishul deiraisa by Machal ben Dursoi, not like we pass in la'alocha. And according to this Teisves, we could start talking on the Mishneh on Machal ben Dursoi. According to the other Rishonim, the Mishneh clear talking on Mevushal Kol Tzorkoi. That's first nekudo. Second nekudo is what's the difference on the chashash between Shehiyo and Chazoro? Shehiyo and Chazoro. We say like this, everything Kemachal ben Dursoi, according to Hananya, we could live on the fire and is no chashash chitui. Then when we start talking on Chazoro, when you return it to the fire, is a chashash chitui. Is a chashash. What is a chashash? Is normally what the Olam say and Apashtis in the Rishonim is a difference between Shehiyo and Chazoro, because Shehiyo the food is hot on the gerufan, according to Hanan, no gerufan ketum, or on the gecholim is hot, is no chashash chitui. Chazoro, when I take it already out from the gecholim, when I want to return it back, the food now is cold. Is on cold food, we have much more chashash of chitui. Some doesn't want to say this different. And then we have another reason written down in Rashi, but soon we see all the picture in Nishitas Rashi. The Rashi says, the chazoro is lo imachzirim b'shabes, Rashi says on Nishitas b'shamay, demech ze kemevashel, is look like bishul. Is this look like bishul, is gerufo and ketumo, take it out. We saw a little bit deeper Shitas Rashi and this issue, both. First of all, Rashi says in beginning Kiro, Rashi say clear that the Mishneh talking on Atmono. Rashi say at sheigrif gecholim mishum demoy sifevel v'taim beparishne beperik deleil shemoyechte begecholim. Rashi say clear that the Mishneh talking on Atmono. We're talking on Atmono. Is what is a sugi on Atmono Shehio, Chazoro, is like this. We learn by Atmono if he takes the kisui, if he takes the Atmono on Shabbos, he could return it on Shabbos. We're talking obviously by Eino Moisif Evel, ki Atmono by Moisif Evel is not allowed to be on Shabbos. But if he take out the kisui, he could return it on Shabbos. Then the Mishneh by us, soon we're talking on Moisif Evel, then the Mishneh by us says that if on this case of Atmono al gabe gecholim, that soon we see why it's considered like Atmono be'eino Moisif Evel, that you could leave it on Shabbos, these types of Atmono, if he want to return the food back to the Atmono on Shabbos, they have to be gerufo and ketumo. They have to be goruf and kotum. Why I say like this? Because, first of all, what is the chiluk between this atmono, as Rashi say clear, as Moisif Evel, to other atmono by Moisif Evel, that we know the food not allowed to be on atmono by Moisif Evel on Shabbos. The difference is, Rashi says in the Gemore, later on by Rav Chelbu, the Rav Chelbu is mechalek, if the kiro is on top of the gecholim, or inside, on top of the kiro, or inside the kiro. If the food is on top of the kiro, is that's all our sugyo? If the food is inside the kedero, Rashi says, "Arei ze matmin beremetz mamesh." That is the atmono beremetz. That's where all the sugyo of beginning of metoimnim. We're not allowed to toimen b'shabes on inside the dover or moisif evel. Is our mishnah talking on something in the between? Is the moisif evel and not moisif evel? Mean is. Is considered Moisif Evel for the reason that we need the chashash chitui by Shehiyo, or chashash chitui omech ze kemevashel by Chazor, or that we need gerufo ketumo, and is not Moisif Evel that it's allowed to be Ziron Shabbos as long we follow the halachos by Chazor, or by Shehiyo, gerufo ketumo, and Hanani or Rabbonon. Now, what's really now? Fine. I hope everybody this is fine till here. I hope what helped me gerufo and ketumo by chazoro. What helped me gerufo and ketumo by chazoro? What helped me gerufo and ketumo by shehiyo? As Machal ben Drusoi, if we're talking on Hananyo, we don't need Geruf and Ketumo, it could stay there. But by Chazor, what helped me Geruf and Ketumo? What doing Geruf and Ketumo? What really is do? Gerufo is, we take out the Gecholim, it's a sound like, it's not anymore Moisif Evel. Rashi says we're talking on Moisif Evel. Gerufo, taking out the Moisif Evel. Ketumo doesn't take the Moisif Evel. Only if you quote them a lot, but we saw last week, the Mogen Avrom says you could quote him only a little bit as it's still Moisif Evel. What helped me ketumo? And the most example to understand the gerufo is also Moisif Evel. The, Gerufo is, first of all, the Gerufo is all, also Moisi Fevel. Is everybody, if we went to Matze Bakery to see Aven, the first of all in the morning, they're taking all the Gecholim out, even they put water on the oven, and the oven, because it was all night full of Gecholim, is so hot, the hours and hours later on is continue baking the matzes. And they put a little bit Gecholim, Gerufim on the side, because the, especially by oven, I don't know if Kiro like this, but by oven for sure, the oven, the platsmor, how do you say in English? The plate of the oven is very hot, and the kiro is very hot for himself, even by goruf, and it's still cooking. Is what helped me the gerufo and ketumo. Normal way to understand what helped me gerufo and ketumo is to say that by kiro, that's not the ideal way to cook. Means the isur is mechzeke mevashel, is the heter is that he doesn't do it on the ideal way. He do it on not the best way to cook like this. Is that's mesalek the mechzeke mevashel. The mechzeke mevashel. Now he's a hacker. The no mechzeke mevashel hacker. Or we saw few sheets ago. We saw the Ran says hacker, and other the Rambam says esach das. The taking away, even if the esach das, we still need the Yerushalmi of hacker. Yeah, the taking away the ideal way of bishul. That is a Shitas Rashi. That's a Shitas Rashi. Next thing. Toise says, the Gemara says שהחזורו is אפילו ביום. What is אפילו ביום? אפילו בשבת, אפילו ביום. As Rashi says, even on the day after the cholent is normal when someone מחזיר after the cholent is like it's something new. בעצם the all the cooking on Shabbos already finished. It's something new. It's like שהיא עולה כתחילה, it's like חזורו עולה כתחילה, like נסין עולה כתחילה, זה כל הנעמים זה ראשונים. Like pulling lekatchilo, and Taisa says clear not like this. Taisa says afilu b'Shabbos min chazoro asuro also on erev Shabbos. Chazoro asuro b'erev Shabbos. What does it mean chazoro asuro b'erev Shabbos? Why is chazoro? Why is not shehiyo? Why if someone puts the food and returning the food on the fire on erev Shabbos, why is chazoro? Why is not shehiyo? Is Taisus asks a different question. Taisus asks, what amount you called it Erev Shabbos that considered Chazoro and not, and is also. But why Taisus doesn't ask a simple question? Why is not Shehiyo? Is a clear in Taisus similar, the every returning, similar like we say the first chat before, the every returning is a more chashash. No more person cook, he leave it on the fire, that's Shehiyo. Returning is a more chashash. Like we say before, the returning, that to take something cold from the refrigerator, from outside, returning is a more chashash. And more chashash and chitui, that's what we say before. And anyway, Taisus says the chazoro is also afilu Be'erev Shabbos. What's the shiur? His taste says the shiur is the on time that the food cannot get boiled before Shabbos. How much is this? Depends on the food. Depends on the flame. How much the flame is big? How much the food is get time to cook? Now, like this. Look a little bit lemaise. Soon we see the lemaise that I'm talking now. The only example is not true. Well, look a little bit what on this point look lemaise. When is an negea ledidan? When is an negea for us? When for us is we have connected to this aloha lemaise? Is a normal case when we have something kemachal ben dursoi is also boiled. Is an Erev Shabbos, you have some food, kemachal ben dursoi, is also boiled. Is you can't tell me this food, kemachal ben dursoi, is shehiyo, is muto, but you're not allowed to leave it on the fire, you're not allowed to put it on the fire because chazoro, because normally is boiled. Is a normal case is kedero chayso. Kedero chayso, something you take, potato from the pantry, you want to put on the fire 15 minutes before Shabbos, then you're not allowed because chazoro, because is not is cannot get boiled before Shabbos, because chazoro, that's a tasis case. That makes us big problem because tasis says is what's heter on chazoro, that the food is supposed to get boiled before Shabbos. If it gets boiled before Shabbos, it's not anymore keder o chayso. Is when we have the heter of keder o chayso. We not anymore have heter of keder o chayso. Monafshoch. If it's boiled, it's no chazoro, but it's not keder o chayso. Now, maybe we could say something in the between, that the food is already. We if you remember a few sheets ago, we learned the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that when the food stop from being keder o chayso and start being between keder o chayso and machal ben dursoi, that we're not allowed to do shehiyo. The Chazon Ish says when the food get level of machal ben dursoi, is you could maybe we say that on this level in the between, we don't have actually this level in the between. Okay, as long as the food get boiled, list machal ben dursoi. Is we avoid chazor or we not anymore we go back to isur of shehiyah. Yeah, we don't have the heter of keder o chayso or chazor or shehiyah. If we have isur of shehiyah because it's boiled, we don't have chazor. If we have isur of chazor, is we don't have shehiyah. Less than machal ben dursoi is shehiyo is mutor, chazoro is also. Is we have eitzer of shlemei zalmen. Before the eitzer of shlemei zalmen, I want to say my eitzer, but we have to remember that my eitzer and eitzer of shlemei zalmen is, soon we see, I don't know how much is in the game, maybe in half a minute in thesis. The eitzer of shlemei zalmen, my eitzer is simply, maybe for shehiyo, we learn that one potato, one raw potato, is already matir full pot. For being keder o chayso, the heter of keder o chayso, one raw potato is matir all the cholent. Because it's for sure for tomorrow, because this one raw potato, yeah? Maybe for chazoro that we need the pot to be boiled, is not the whole, all the pot. The pot have to get reach the level of boiling. But maybe inside, deep inside one of the potatoes, is still chayso. Is we have heter on chazor and heter of shehiyo. That's good eitzah. And we have they have another eitzah called eitzah of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says, what's the problem? The problem is one side. If the food will reach the level of machal ben dursoi, is we have problem of shehiyo. If the food less than machal ben dursoi, we have problem of chazor. Shlomo Zalman says, 15 minutes before Shabbos, put it on the fire, raise the fire on the level that the food will reach the machal ben dursoi before Shabbos. Now, there's no any problem of chazor anymore because they put it already on the fire. After you put it on the fire, now you reach problem of shehiyo because then the food, we have to remember, I'm talking already 10 minutes, we have to remember, we're talking on food on the fire. No any blech in the between, no any hot plate, not it's a psalm on the Soimechon Chananyo. Let's see. Food is on the fire. Yeah? Let's go again to Eitzer of Shlomo Zalman. He says, put it on the fire, on high fire, very high fire, and the food on this fire will reach Machal ben Dursoi before Shabbos. Now, we getting into chashash shehiyo because if the food we stay on the fire, we eat yad soiledes before Shabbos. Now, if the food will reach yad soiledes before Shabbos, we getting into isur shehiyo because food on the fire, chayso, less than machal ben dursoi, is a isur shehiyo lekula almi, even lechananyo. Is the eitzah is, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, now after you put it on the fire, low down the fire, now Chazoro I already avoid when I put it on the fire, and I low down the fire, and is no isur shehiya also, because the food now will not get cooked till tomorrow, like kedero chayso, exactly like the case of kedero chayso. That's called Eitze of Rav Shlomo Zalman. And that's help, aval soon we see we don't need it. Why we don't need it? Because Shita Soroish, Rosh explained, the Taisa says it's Chazoro on Erev Shabbos. The Rosh explained why we have Chazoro on Erev Shabbos. What's the source, what's the reason for this Gezeiro Chazoro on Erev Shabbos? Is Rosh says, the Atu Chazoro on Shabbos. Now the Rosh continue. And he say like this, what does it mean Chazoro on Shabbos? He will take food, the get cooked, and he put back on Shabbos. Is the Rosh continue and say, is no any chashash the person will take raw potato and put on the fire on Shabbos, because that's really regular bishul. There's no chashash on regular bishul. The old chashash is only on person will put something is also only with the rabbonon. Is the Rosh says also on lesson macha menusoi is also is a bishul deiraise. Is also no chashash chazaron on erev Shabbos. The Rosh continue. Even on more than Machal ben Ursoi, till Mevushal Kol Tzorkoi, is also no chashash chazor on Erev Shabbos, because he's a bishul on Shabbos. Here's the Achroinim asking big kashas that the Rosh in other place, and we saw on bishul, the Rosh old Mefurosh, like the Shittas, the more than Machal ben Ursoi, is no bishul deiraise. Is over here is supposed to be chashash chazor on Erev Shabbos. Is the Achroinim is Meyashev, yes, more than Machal ben Ursoi is no bishul deiraise, according to the Rosh, אבל he's still bishul de rabbonon. And even though the isur de rabbonon, אבל that types of isur de rabbonon, they called bishul, is again, is no chashash chazor on Erev Shabbos, because person not going to cook on Shabbos, even bishul de rabbonon. As when we have this chashash chazor on Erev Shabbos, only when it's mevushal kol tzorko, is then on Shabbos, is only chazoro de rabbonon, is not bishul de rabbonon. Then we have the Gezeira on Erev Shabbos, Atu Shabbos. That's the Rosh. Kitzur, according to the Rosh, the Chazor on Erev Shabbos is also only by Mevushal Kol Tzorkoi, not Kedir Ochaiso, not till Mevushal Kol Tzorkoi. The Korban Esanel is Medakdek, that the Taisus says in our Mishneh, the our Mishneh talking on Machal Ben Dursoi, Taisus say clear that the food that the Mishneh talking in Machal Ben Dursoi, is Taisus clear argue on the Rosh, and according to him, the Mishneh talking on Machal Ben Dursoi, is the chashash chazor on Erev Shabbos is also by Machal ben Dursoi, is not only by Mevushal Kol Tzorko, is also by Machal ben Dursoi. As that's the dikduk of Korban Esanel, the Taisus argue on the Rosh. What's the din according to Taisus on Kedero Chayso? On Kedero Chayso, if we have chashash chazor on Erev Shabbos, that's no mefurash in Taisus. And all our discussion before, we need Rav Shlomo Zalman tirutz on raising the fire, lower the fire, the only on Kedero Chayso. According to the Rosh, is for sure we don't need all this discussion, because Kedero Chayso is mutor. According to Taisus, is unclear, because this I talked before, and because on Taisus is unclear. Anyways, the Mishneh Berurah bring smug that he passing like Taisus, the Machal ben Dursoi is we not allowed Chazor on Erev Shabbos. He not paskin like Taisus, because all the Chazor on Erev Shabbos, the Ramo paskin, the only Nochon Lahachmir. Again, we talked already last week, what does it mean Nochon Lahachmir? The only Nochon Lahachmir, he says, he brings a smug that if we paskin like, if we machmirim like Taisus, is we need to machmir also by Machal ben Dursoi. And the Mishneh Berurah adding that the smug matir by Kedero Chayso. Is we don't know in Taisus. As Mimele, when we need the Eitzah of Rav Shlomo Zalman, we don't need it anymore by Kedero Chayso, because Kedero Chayso is no chashash chazor too, because the reason of the Rosh, that we no chashash the person will take raw potato and put on the fire on Shabbos, or from other reasons, is no chashash that's a bishul deiraisa, and Machal ben Dursoi is only bishul de rabbonon, then we have chashash, is when we need the Eitzah of Rav Shlomo Zalman, only by person, the taking Machal ben Dursoi from the refrigerator, 15 minutes before Shabbos, he's taking Machal ben Dursoi from the refrigerator, I mean when it's cold, because when it's hot, he's already, Taisa says, he's a mutor, Chazor on Erev Shabbos, when he's reached the level of, of reticho, of boiling. When he's taking machal bendursoi from the refrigerator, then he wants it for tomorrow, is he need to put it on very high fire because chashash chazoro, because he need to be boiled before Shabbos, and if he wants it for tomorrow, then he has the heter of shlemizalm, and he could low back the fire and leave it for tomorrow. You know, it's a shtickle complicated. That's what we have this week. Baruch Hashem.
How we shut it down?
Is it recording in the first place? I'm not sure it recorded it.
It's recording now. What?
It's supposed to be the on-off, right?
Understandable? Yeah?
You
good?
Yeah, it's off. No. Still recording when I'm talking.
I think you just turned it off while...
Take the batteries out? Oh, is there a switch?
Now it's on. Now it's off. Something I did. I don't know. Is this recording? Apparently.